ABC Radio Australia.
The rise of the American Samoa national women's team has been sudden and surprising, but a continent-wide search for eligible players on the US mainland has ripped dividends in the form of a highly talented squad, which cruised through the first stage of OFC World Cup qualifying without conceding a goal. Now the team is in Honiara for Stage 2, where they'll take on Samoa, New Zealand, and the host nation, Solomon Islands, in pursuit of what many would still see as an unlikely dream. But is it so unlikely now in the hands of former U.S. international and title-winning coach Amanda Cromwell, who has a group of players who are super keen to make the most of a chance they never thought they'd get on the international stage?
Players want to know, like, hey, is this going to be quality soccer? Is this going to help me develop? And so it took some convincing, a little bit. You know, it's like, look, we're not going to be the U.S. women or France or Spain right away, but this is part of the development. Like, we need to bring players in so we can get the awareness out there, one, but also help inspire the players on the islands. And I think that's what we did in Stage 1. We showed some possibilities, knowing, you know, coming to Stage 2 is a much different task and the level of competition. And so we had to educate the players on what we were trying to do.
The American Samoan women's team had never scored a goal, never mind qualified before. Now they've done both. And just last week, you lose 2-1 to Fiji, one of the best teams over the last few years in the region. I mean, this team has great potential, doesn't it?
Sometimes people might see the result and not really know that we scored some great goals. We defended very organized. We had a game plan that the players executed, and it was very structured. And obviously, playing in the heat is a whole other level of what we're dealing with, and that's why that Fiji game was so important. The players, they see, like, hey, and also we're very young. So, like, you know, I think we can keep building on something really special here. And, you know, kind of like this mindset of why not us? Why not? Why not?
Will you keep to the same sort of game plan and just go out there and look to play fluid attacking football? Or the fact that you're playing three stronger teams in Solomon's Samoa have had a similar recruitment policy to yourselves and obviously New Zealand, does that mean you have to be more defensive?
I think we got to be really smart about our defensive energy, the output we put towards pressing or defending higher up the field. So we are going to be a little bit more conservative. Like, let them build a little bit and see if we can trap them in some space. So we're gonna try to be a little bit more mindful about how we can use spaces, knowing their tendencies. Like Solomon, they have some speedsters up front. They want to get in behind us. But that being said, when we have the ball, we want to keep it. We really squandered some chances against Fiji. We hit the crossbar twice. We had balls in really good spots. So I think when we play with that fluidity and we're moving off the ball, I think we can score some goals. And I think we can be very dangerous in the attack, but we just have to be a lot more patient.
And of course, the ultimate goal is to qualify for the World Cup. And this is such a huge incentive, isn't it, for players who, what, just a few months ago didn't even know they figured in the international football world?
Absolutely. When I first looked at the draw, it's actually an advantage for us to be on New Zealand's side because we wouldn't meet them in the semifinal. So that's the first thing I looked at, was like, oh, there's actually a path here. It's kind of crazy. We don't have to beat New Zealand necessarily, and they've been the powerhouse here for years and years and years for good reasons. But I think there's a lot of countries that are looking away from local players for the time being to try to get a little stronger so that they can keep developing the local players to add back in, that will just keep growing the game for all the nations. And to that point, the Fiji coach came over to our team afterwards and was like, American Samoa, I just wanted to congratulate you and how great you played. And, you know, it's so good for Oceania to have you playing at this level. And she was just so gracious.
And I'm just wondering, is there a documentary crew following you by any chance? Because they should be. I mean, this is Next Goal Wins 2, isn't it?
It really is Next Goal Wins 2. You know, it's funny because we've been taking a lot of video and everything, but no, we do not have a crew with us. But I think that would have been smart.
She might just be right about that. The first Next Goal Wins documentary about the men's team was an award-winning international hit. Talking to Richard Ewart, that was Amanda Cromwell, coach of American Samoa's national women's team, who take on Solomon Islands in Honiara this evening after New Zealand plays Samoa. Meanwhile, here in Fiji, the opening matches in World Cup qualifying Group B kick off today too, with PNG playing Vanuatu before the hosts take on New Caledonia.